fairly battered affair, was tossed into the back. He had a boil on the back of his neck and his face was pasty and pimply, and when he said goodbye to his grandmother, his voice was cracked and broken. I couldn't help but notice that he could not bring himself to look around at her when we pulled away. I caught a glimpse of the old lady, sad and silvery now in the failing light, as she stood there waving goodbye to nobody. It was dark when we arrived back in town. My father parked a van on the quayside, right opposite a small down-at-heel pub-cum-boarding house called the Black Horse Inn. And then he and the young man, who looked like a fish out of water, got out and crossed the street together. Music sprang from the bar when they opened the door, and then things were muffled again, and to my way of thinking anyway, a little sinister. The neon sign above the door, as if it was in on the joke, winked at us. A woman came out and lit a cigarette, and then she stood like she was waiting for someone, one arm akimbo as she puffed. Whoever it was she was waiting for didn't materialise, and she eventually, sparks flying, left in a bit of a huff. Meanwhile, Michael and I fell silent. He concentrated on the smoking woman and on the fellow who came out looking for her after she fled. I, on the other hand, projected myself inside the bar where my father was busy booking a room for the young man for the night. Yeah, the young man was going to London, hence the suitcase. My father had picked this particular boarding house because it was close to the railway station, so in the morning all the boy had to do was to cross the street and catch the early morning train to the harbour. From there he would board a mail boat for Fishguard, followed by another train down to Paddington, which I knew was situated in the very heart of London town. I knew this because my two uncles were already over there. They would come home together and sit in our kitchen drinking tea, one of them from a saucer, and they'd regale us with fascinating, hair-raising stories of the city. And once one of them gave Michael and me a half-crown between us to spend. And what about the young man? I pictured him arriving in Paddington, and like a shipwrecked castaway, he'd linger where he landed. He'd probably get a job as a bellboy in some swanky hotel, and he'd slowly but surely work his way up through the ranks until in the end he'd become the big-hatted doorman on the door. He'd come home once or twice a year with a slight English twang, and eventually, when his grandmother was gone, in all likelihood he'd probably... I was jolted from my reverie when my father came back out of the pub alone. He climbed into the driving seat, and smelling a porter, he drove off without a word of explanation. I wasn't to know it then, but not long after that fateful night, my father would lose his corner shop and he too would have to emigrate. For the next 7 years, he'd work in a factory in a new town just north of London called Stevenage. He'd come home, like my uncles before him, for a week at Christmas time and a fortnight every summer. In the meantime, my mother, my sisters and I would learn to live without him. And yes, I'm sorry to say, we'd also learn to take his sacrifice for granted. We'd grow accustomed to a gentle life without a father figure, so that by the time he came home for good again, the damage was well and truly done, and the gulf that already existed between us had deepened and widened, almost beyond human repair. The only consolation I have is I'm fairly sure I caught a defining glimpse of him in the rear-view mirror in the van all those years ago. His ordinary silent strength, and the sadness of his smile, and the hurt in his eyes. Was he aware then of the misery that lay ahead, I wonder? And then there's his voice, calling out to Michael and me as we ran around the green field. And no, his voice is not cross. It's warm and kind, and it's filled with a strange, tender admiration for our boyish, mischievous deeds. Get off the man's cabbage!
On this morning's programme, we heard Climbing Carn Tuathail by Jamie O'Connell, The Hackney Man by Margaret Galvin, Strange Meeting by John McKenna, Postcard to Annie by A.M. Cousins, Dinner at Transylvania was by Aoife Barry, and Michael and Me by Billy Roach. The music was ID na Gréine by Steve Cooney, North to Alaska by Johnny Horton, Old Man by Neil Young, Chopin's Prelude in E minor, played by Conor Linehan, and Bartók's Romanian Folk Dance No. 3, played by Daniel Hope with the Zirkshire Chamber Orchestra. Sunday Miscellany's broadcast coordinator is Elaine Conlon. The producer is Sarah Binchy. And on sound was Liam Mullen. You can listen back on the RTE radio app or on all the usual podcast platforms. Just search for RTE Sunday Miscellany.
You've been listening to the Sunday Miscellany podcast. For more from us, you can follow the programme on Facebook, Twitter, Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Just search for RTE Sunday Miscellany.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
You say you're living in a world of trouble. All your schemes have a pop like a bubble. Your mother told your sister and your brother told your friend. Now your secret's out and you don't have to pretend.
You can see for yourself, it's really not the end.
You're standing there with tears in your eyes. There's too much going on right now. There's no time to cry. You say the walls are closing in on you, child. All your friends ever put you in exile. Bad luck seem to follow you all around the world. Can't seem to find no peace of mind, girl.
You won't take a chance. You seem so blind.
You're standing there with tears in your eyes. There's too much going on right now. No time to cry. Just fun to play. Even bad scenes are for real. There's no time to cry. Since you left your old scene behind you, go ahead and let the green light find you. It's warm and friendly, girl, and it won't blind you. Come out in the street and the weeds won't grind you.
See the lights in the air, you'll feel it all around you.
Stand up now, tears in your eyes. There's too much going on now.
Time to cry.
Your yesterdays are all left behind. There's a brand new light in your mind. You don't need a key to define what's written on the magic sign. There's no time to cry. When the season of the magic lantern is transformed into a funny pattern, the wheel of fortune has a flat tire. You can't seem to get any higher.
You're shooting the battle horseshoe.
You're standing there, tears in your eyes. There's too much going on right now. No time to cry.
Young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah.
there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear.
I do it. back again. That boy isn't good for you. Though he may want you to, this boy wants you back again.
brothers and sisters all over this land. Ooh, well, I got a hammer and I got a bell. I got a song to sing, sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. It's the song of love between brothers and sisters all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. It's the song of love between brothers and sisters all over this land.
No piano and a knockout bass. The drummer man's a cat they call Charlie McCoy. You know, remember that rubber leg boy. Mama cooking chicken fried and bacon grease. Come on along, boys, it's just down the road a piece. Your bill, a shove and stay like an old steam drill. Come on along, you can lose your lead. Down the road, down the road, down the road of peace. Well, there's a place you really get your kicks. It's open every night about 12. Now if you wanna hear some boogie, you can get your fill. A shove and sting like a Holstein grill. Come on along, you can lose your lead. Down the road, down the road, down the road of peace.
Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. dip 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 there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Dip 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 dip.
Yeah. guilty undertaker sighs. The lonesome organ grinder cries. The silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn. But it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you. I want you. I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. The drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now my fathers, they've gone down. True love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, 'cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows it. Not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't that cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay,
Such a lovely sight to see, but their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear dove in the water, Little white dove did the same, and they swam out to each other. Through the swirling stream they came, as their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die.
I want to chips are down. My skies of gray soon fade away whenever you're around. And in my heart, you are a part of everything I try to do. I believe that the best thing that ever happened to me is you. You brought me love, the kind of love that I had never known. Each thing I do for you, and only you alone. For deep inside, I cannot hide the way I love you like I do. I believe that the best thing that ever happened to me is you. So take every part of the love in my heart. Now and forever you'll be the one I adore. But I promise you more than to say you're the one love for me. Yesterday you came my way, I felt my life begin. Now when I'm blue, I run to you until I smile again. I can't believe, I can't conceive that anyone could be so true. I believe that the best thing that ever happened to me is you. I believe that the best thing that ever happened to me is you.
Hills and everywhere go. pretty mama, start breaking down with me. Stop breaking down. Yeah, stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta bust your brains out, baby, it'll make you lose your mind. I can't walk the streets now, contemplate my mind. Some no good woman, she starts breaking down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta go and bust your brains down, it'll make you lose your mind.